Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily devotional designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now, it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. And they were frightened, and he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. First, let's read it in. There's a couple interesting features about this story that stick out to me, and you'll see these themes kind of work themselves through the entire Gospel of John. There are certain things that tend to happen at night as John retells the stories. And at night, you have to imagine things are happening almost under the cover of darkness. In fact, night and darkness are very strong symbols for John, for things that are broken, for the world not operating the way it's supposed to work, for fear. And I think that we can naturally understand why he would make that connection. I mean, how many of us have grown up being, you know, quote unquote, afraid of the dark? It's often because we don't know what's happening in the dark. We don't know what lurks in the dark, and so it's natural for us to be afraid. And I love how John sets up this story about an unexpected interaction with Jesus. These are fishermen, these disciples, who have been on the water their entire lives. They know the ins and outs. They know what to do, especially in an area around Capernaum that was known for pop-up storms that could easily catch people off guard. They both knew how to handle storms, but they also knew how dangerous they could be. And so as the disciples are moving through, having done exactly what Jesus had asked them to do by going to Capernaum, that they find themselves in a really precarious place. They find themselves at night, afraid, not really knowing how they're going to make it through to get to the area where Jesus had wanted to meet them. They don't know how they're going to survive this. And I think it's a very vivid picture, not just of us sitting through a storm, but of us moving through seasons of life that feel like storms. It's that moment in time when it feels like the rug has been pulled out from under you, where you don't know which way is up. You don't know where to go next. This is the moment you find out you've lost your job instead of getting a promotion. It's the moment you find out that instead of an okay, all clear from the doctor, that they've actually found something and the ambiguous something has yet to be named. This is the moment when you find out the person who you thought you could trust for years and years has been lying to you behind your back and your world is shaken to its core. This is a storm. And yet, what the disciples are afraid of in this moment, what they don't understand, what they are perplexed by, is the way in which Jesus shows up and encounters them in the midst of their storm. It's completely unexpected. They don't expect to see him walking alongside the boat. They don't expect to see him walking on water. In fact, it is astounding to me that John doesn't spend more time drawing our attention to the fact that Jesus is walking on water. No, the point is that Jesus is showing up in this absolutely unexpected way to meet them in the middle of the storm. And he has recorded this story for us, not so that we can say, wow, isn't Jesus cool? Look what he can do. But so that we can be encouraged and know that in the same way that Jesus showed up for his disciples in their storm, he will show up in profoundly unexpected ways for ours. He shows up in the care that he sends our way through other members in our life group. He shows up through the power of the Holy Spirit to bring a supernatural comfort when we, by any stretch of the imagination, should not be comforted and should not feel at peace with the way things are in the moment. Jesus shows up. with words that are profoundly meaningful to us. It is I. Don't be afraid. Friends, let's take a moment to pray back some of the things that we talked about. You might want to take a moment to pause after some of these prayer points so that you can spend more time praying. Here's the first one. What storm do you believe you are encountering right now? It may not be something that immediately comes to mind. In fact, you may be in a season where things seem stable, things seem to be going in a very good direction. Pray and ask that God would give you a resounding trust in Him that transcends good seasons, that transcends peaks, but also walks with you in the valley. Number two. Again, if you're not in this season right now, I guarantee you know someone who is going through a storm. Pray for them. Ask that Jesus would show up in an unexpected way in their lives, in their stories, for their good. Finally, friends, we don't just want to be hearers of the word, we want to be doers of the word. So let's talk a bit about what it means to live this out. We often think of something like prayer as a last resort, that when we've tried everything else, well, at least we can pray. And one of the things we learn from this story in John chapter 6 is that the presence of Jesus with us is the thing we desperately need as we continue to walk through the storm. I'd encourage you to take time to think about your own views of prayer. Do you view it as a last resort, or is it your go-to when you get news that rocks you, when the rug gets pulled out from beneath your feet? Prayer is our first priority, not a last resort. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.